Requirements for DOT medical exam. Welcome, commercial truck drivers, to this informational guide on the requirements for your Department of Transportation, or DOT medical exam. The DOT medical exam, as you might already know, is a crucial part of ensuring the safety and efficiency of our transportation system. It's not just a formality, it's a necessity. There are several requirements you must meet to pass this exam, and today we will walk you through each one. But first, please like, subscribe, and ring the notification bell so you can stay updated about crucial trucking topics that can help you stay in compliance. Firstly, you must have 20/40 correctable vision in both eyes. This means that even if you wear glasses or contacts, as long as your vision can be corrected to 20/40, you will meet the vision standard. After all, according to the American Optometric Association, approximately 90% of the decisions made while driving are based on what drivers see. Next, you should have a blood pressure of less than 140 over 90, or you might need treatment. To put it in perspective, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention states that nearly half of adults in the United States, approximately 108 million people, have hypertension or high blood pressure. Keeping yours in check is important for your health and safety on the road. Your hearing matters too. You need to perceive a forced whisper voice in the better ear at not less than 5 feet. That might sound very specific, but remember, the ability to hear warning signals or the approach of other vehicles is paramount in the world of truck driving. Your overall physical health is also examined. This includes an examination of your heart, lungs, vascular system, and your body's overall structural condition. A commercial truck driver must be in good health, able to handle the physical demands of the job. Speaking of physical demands, no use of schedule. One drugs is allowed. It's important to note that even with a prescription, use of certain medications such as opioids, benzodiazepines, and methadone can disqualify a driver. Mental health is just as important. Drivers are evaluated for conditions such as depression, anxiety, and any other conditions that could interfere with their ability to safely operate a commercial vehicle. Lastly, there should be no clinical diagnosis of diabetes that requires insulin for control. But it's interesting to note that in recent years, an exemption program has been developed for insulin-dependent diabetics who meet certain criteria. For more information, please visit fmcsaregistration.com or call our third-party DOT registration experts. The number is 866-477-0707. Also, what is your opinion about DOT medical exam requirements? Do you believe the government has fair requirements or goes too far? Please leave a comment below and let us know what you think. Do not forget to like this video, hit the subscribe button, and ring the notification bell so you can stay in the loop about important information designed to benefit drivers and trucking companies.